Well, we certainly do hope that you are having a happy 4th of July, whatever it is that you may be doing today. Thanks for tuning in to spend a little bit of time with us. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie right here on News Radio 92.3. We've got the big fireworks show downtown starting at 9 o'clock. Before that, the symphony concert getting underway at 7:30, which you can hear right here on News Radio 92.3. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, has the simulcast of the fireworks display from downtown Pensacola. Again, that's starting at 9 o'clock. But whatever it is that you're doing, however many hot dogs you are consuming, hopefully you are having a safe and fun holiday here. As always, we do. We have a full rundown of everything happening in the world today. Despite it being a holiday, there is plenty to talk about and get you caught up to speed on top three stories today. Starting out in Israel, where at least 9 Palestinians died after Israeli forces attacked an alleged terrorist base in the West Bank. Israel says the attack focused on areas that groups like Hamas have been stockpiling weapons in, and that fighters there have launched more than 50 attacks on Israelis this year.
Also, a spokesperson for the Russian government says that there are contacts in progress over a possible prison swap with American U.S., according to CBS News. The U.S. is seeking the release of both journalist Evan Gershvik and Paul Whelan. The U.S. considers both wrongfully detained, and both men have denied charges against them.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer now charged with accepting bribes to allow drug-laden vehicles across the U.S.-Mexico border. Prosecutors say Leonard Darnell George took items of value in return for letting vehicles carrying drugs into the country. Others charged in the indictment allegedly coordinated the smuggling of meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin from Mexico into the U.S. Those are your top three stories today. Here locally in Baldwin County to start, the sheriff's office says a 49-year-old man fatally shot his brother last night. Happened at around 9:40 at a home on Fort Morgan Road. James Estabrook was booked into the Baldwin County Jail at around 2 o'clock this morning. Investigators say they found the body of Jason Estabrook in the front yard after he had been shot 3 times. Well, for the 4th of July holiday today, beach safety leaders along the Gulf say it's all hands on deck, making sure the Gulf waters are as protected as they could be.
Somebody gets caught in trouble or they're far out, there's an extra eye in the sky. So whatever that be that we deem necessary, that they're going to respond to that.
Channel 3 talked to Gulf Shores Beach Safety Chief Joe Ethan Phillips. He says they're equipped with 5 UTVs, 3 trucks, and a helicopter from the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency for the day. The helicopter staffed with 2 lifeguards, one from Orange Beach and one from Gulf Shores, in case anybody further out was in distress today. A man was flown to the hospital from Century yesterday evening after accidentally shooting himself in the leg, according to NorthEscambia.com. The man was a passenger in a car when he located a firearm in the glove box. The sheriff's office says he handled the weapon improperly, causing it to go off. Driver continued about a mile to the Whataburger off North Century Boulevard. Deputies, EMS, and fire rescue responded, and the man was airlifted from a nearby parking lot to a hospital. Sheriff Chip Simmons on the Pensacola Morning News today with some good news for residents in regard to area crime stats.
We were looking at the 6-month stats that we compile, and heck, our violent crime's down, our non-violent crime's down, our homicides are down. Again, it's just a snapshot, a 6-month snapshot.
Like year over year?
But okay. From last year and then the year before.
And Sheriff Simmons says that it is hard to compare year-to-year stats because COVID had such a large influence on crime a year ago. 5:15 right now, we'll get a check of the local roads and first warning weather. Gracie?
Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. We do have Bayfront Parkway closed off in Pensacola. That's due to the fireworks show that's going to be happening at 9 tonight. So if that's your typical route home from the beach or going to the beach or just your typical route, that is going to be closed off for the rest of the evening. Taking a look at weather, we do have a slight chance of some rain for this evening, a low of 78. It is a few clouds right now with 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf. Gulf breeze with a heat index of 94. Some light rain going over the University of West Florida right now, but other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines today, what looks like a school bus is really a revolution on wheels. That's what Manny Oliver says about the bus he and his wife are riding in as they tour the country to honor their son's legacy. Joaquin Oliver was killed in the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School 5 years ago. Yesterday, his parents started a nationwide bus tour to call for an end to gun violence.
Also, a man is dead and a woman is hospitalized following a shooting at a Broward County nightclub. The police say gunfire was interrupted the business early this morning. The woman was shot and is expected to make a full recovery, and the homicide detectives are trying to determine whether the shooting happened inside or outside the club.
Portions of Florida's new election law temporarily on hold now after a federal judge yesterday issued a preliminary injunction against parts of the legislation that would prevent non-U.S. citizens from handling voter registration applications. He also blocked a change that would make it a felony for registration workers to keep personal information of voters. The ruling sided with several groups, including the NAACP, who argued the law was unconstitutional.
And a suspended lawyer from Boca Raton has been charged in killing his father. So the police say that the body of Paul Labiner was found riddled with bullet holes in an underground garage of the law office building that he owned. His son, 34-year-old Brandon, is charged with murder. The investigators say that the father and son had a bitter dispute over the last year after Brandon was accused of stealing $500,000 from the estate of his mother.
And also, how about a good news story from the state of Florida after some rough ones there? Those looking for love may find inspiration from a Tampa Bay couple, Dr. Thomas McKeon, McMeekin, and Nancy Gamble, met in high school in California, dated in college, broke up, and then went their separate ways. Well, over 60 years later, McMeekin reconnected with Gamble, who lives in California. Last week, she flew to Tampa International Airport to see him, and he got down on one knee and asked her to marry him. She said yes, and now they're planning a new life together out in California. So pretty cool story there. Certainly wish them well on their future endeavors together. 519, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines. You can text us the patriotic songs you want to hear on this 4th of July bumper music. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As you celebrate Independence Day, be sure to take time to read over Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Jefferson was only 33 years old when he drafted one of the most well-written and formative documents of our nation's history. 56 signers tenaciously declared their independence from the tyranny of King George, all the while maintaining their dependence on God, the King of Kings. Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." Jefferson is saying that all persons are guaranteed certain rights by virtue of their personhood, not by government decree. As you celebrate Independence Day, reflect on the courage of our founding fathers, but also reflect on our Creator. Praise Him for His divine providence and His provision of our unalienable rights.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, Bulk Waste Service will be calling for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the 2023 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhorter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Visit Pensacola, and Bobby Likas Auto Service. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on
News Radio
92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a heart for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do.
It's News Radio 92.3. Happy 4th of July. Hope you are enjoying your Independence Day. And whether you are just hanging out with the family, eating hot dogs, grilling out and barbecuing, or getting ready for the fireworks show tonight, hope you are enjoying your 4th of July and staying safe. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some national headlines and some national headlines. We are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Throughout Pensacola, we do have Bayfront Parkway going to be closed off from, it looks like, from Chase Street all the way to about just past the Fish House, so close to Palafox. So just keep that in mind. That is going to be closed off due to the fireworks show for the rest of the evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic. And for weather, we are going to get a look of weather from WEAR.
Your fireworks forecast looks good. It will be warm and humid. Of course, there's still a little chance a shower or a storm will pop up, but I am optimistic after the sun goes down. It'll be in the 80s, well into the 80s, and of course, with the humidity, it will feel warmer. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small businesses, remote workers and learners, and even teachers and parents. You can explore more at your local Staples Stores. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some national headlines now. Police in Philadelphia investigating after five people were killed in a mass shooting last night.
What happened last night in our Concessing neighborhood was unimaginably disgusting and horrifying. On what was supposed to be a beautiful summer evening, this armed and armored individual wreaked havoc, firing with a rifle at their victims, seemingly at random, shooting seven, killing five, including children, babies.
And that from the police chief this afternoon. The suspected gunman is in custody, described as a man with an AR-style rifle, handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner as well.
Also, for the 4th of July travelers, they're still seeing some issues at the airports. Well, FlightAware reports that there's been more than 2,000 flight delays already today, and more than 300 flights have been canceled across the country as well.
Also, the Secret Service investigating a suspicious substance found inside the White House.
A dispatch from a fire department personnel indicating that this may have been cocaine. The White House and official sources we've been speaking to are acknowledging that that dispatch exists.
And that's NBC News White House correspondent Mike Mamoli, who says the discovery of the substance caused a brief evacuation on Sunday.
Also, Highland Park, Illinois is marking 1 year since the deadly mass shooting honoring their victims. So seven people were killed and a dozen other were injured after a gunman opened fire from a rooftop during the Highland Park 4th of July parade. The victims will be honored in remembrance ceremony, walk, and a picnic.
Three black and Latino groups say Harvard's consideration of legacies and donors in the admission process violates the Civil Rights Act. A complaint was filed yesterday with the Department of Education Office for Civil Rights and argues that giving preference to legacies and donors admits predominantly white students while excluding non-white applicants. The complaint comes just days after the Supreme Court ruled that using race when determining admissions is unconstitutional.
And with 11 people injured following a mass shooting in Kansas nightclub over the weekend, Police Chief Joe Sullivan said that he's suspending the entertainment license for the club. Sullivan says that City Nights was given a security and safety plan back in May after a deadly drive-by shooting. A Missouri man was arrested and is facing charges.
In East Texas, early this morning, one person died and four others were hurt in a fireworks explosion that happened early this morning as the fireworks were being prepped for an event today.
And thousands are celebrating Independence Day as brand new Americans. So the U.S. citizenship says that 5,500 people will take the oath this week, and 50 U.S. military members have just earned their citizenship on the USS Midway in San Diego.
Shortly after I moved here back in 2014, I actually attended one of these citizenship ceremonies downtown Pensacola at the courthouse. Pretty emotional events, and it was pretty cool to watch a group of new citizens taking the oath of citizenship. A lot of emotions in the room, and very special there, and to hear that 50 military members on the USS Midway doing that together, that is really cool. 5:30 right now. I don't know if there's a Your Money Now or not because the stock markets are closed today, but if it is, Alpha Star Wealth Management, it's brought to them by it. It's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
Talking about a shooting in Philadelphia with five people killed, others injured. This happened on Monday night. The police commissioner of Philly, Daniel Outlaw, says officers were called to the scene around 8:30 p.m. Monday, able to recover a weapon and apprehend a suspect after a pursuit.
The officers persisted in their pursuit along Fraser Street and successfully apprehended the suspect in the rear alley of 1600 Fraser Street without any further incident or injury.
Well, police are trying to determine a motive. We also heard from the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney. He wants the federal government to address gun violence.
This was a terrible, tragic situation that has traumatized the community. We are begging Congress to protect lives and do something about America's gun problem.
Two other victims hurt themselves from shattered glass, listed in stable condition as the investigation into the shooting continues. Apparently, the shooter was wearing body armor, had a police scanner. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Though global advertising growth slowed down to begin 2023, it will resume a more typical pace during the rest of the year as inflation eases and supply chain issues continue to resolve. According to a new forecast from media investment group Group M, ad spending will increase 5.9% this year to $874.5 billion, excluding U.S. political advertising. Locally made movies are again competitors at Hong Kong's box offices and film awards, but they differ from the crime thrillers and kung fu epics of past decades. Tapping into the traumas from the 2019 pro-democracy protests and the pandemic, films now popular with Hong Kong audiences share intimately local sensibilities and dabble in themes such as family and emigration. Two of the four local films in 2022's top 10 explored rifts in ordinary families. The stock market is closed today for the July 4th holiday. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
This is Mark Melusis with the CBS Sports Minute. Cool moment yesterday in NHL free agency as center Max Domi signed a one-year, $3 million deal with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That is the franchise's dad, Ty, played parts of 12 seasons with. Max, meanwhile, a former first-round pick, has bounced around the NHL, but now was here, Chicago and Dallas a year ago, and will be with his father's team in hockey hotbed Toronto. I'm Mark Melusis.
It's Wrangler season out there. War ends, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea. Can't keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the Army.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic 4th of July. make sure to send in what bumper music, what patriotic songs you like to listen to for the 4th of July, and we'll be happy to play. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rundown on sports, especially the winner of who won the hot dog eating contest. So we'll get that info as well. So looking good on the roads right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down this 4th of July, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, and be safe on the roads tonight. For weather, we do have a 60% chance of rain for this evening with a low of 78. It's partly cloudy right now in 89. We do have a small little rain cloud just going through Pace, but really nothing crazy. And other than that, we're looking good. So if you do, again, see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Of course, July 4th means baseball. A lot of baseball games already happening, a lot of day games, of course, and several games already gone final, include the Marlins putting a hurting on the Cardinals 15-2 today, the Reds over the Nationals 8-4, the Yankees also 8-4 winners over the Orioles, the Rangers beat the Red Sox 6-2, the Twins beat the Royals 9-3, and the Phillies over the Rays by a score of 3-1. A few games in progress right now. The Giants trailing the Mariners 6-0. The Mets over the Diamondbacks 7-4. The Astros beating the Rockies 4-1. And it's the Cubs up on the Brewers 6-4 heading into the ninth inning. One game about to start, TBS. Shohei Ohtani on the mound as the Angels taking on the San Diego Padres. Actually a pretty good pitching matchup with Ohtani and Joe Musgrove pitching for the Padres. Again, that one just about to start on TBS. Well, as Gracie mentioned, it is the day of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, and we were wondering if we were going to get it in. They got the women's competition in. Miki Sudo won the women's championship. She ate 39 and a half hot dogs, her ninth title. And then just a deluge of rain and thunderstorms, a lot of lightning. So the men's competition was initially going to be canceled. They made that determination after about an hour or so delay. But then they came back at about 1 o'clock this afternoon and were able to get it in.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut.
So I didn't watch it, but I would just kind of glance over at the TV because that kind of thing grosses me out. But about 5 minutes into it's a 10-minute competition, Chestnut and a couple other guys were kind of neck and neck, and then over the last 5 minutes he really kind of pulled away. And I think the second place winner was around 47 or so. So Chestnut had obviously a big advantage and a big win. So he was going for the record. I believe it was 73 is his record. So he said he knew early on that he started off really slow. So he kind of knew that the record wasn't going to be in play, but he still obviously did enough to get the job done for the title. Now, 16 out of the past 17 years, Joey Chestnut has won. Sheer dominance there. Also, day two of Wimbledon, Carlos Alcaraz, the number one seed on the men's side, beating Jeremy Shardy in under 2 hours, 6-0, 6-2, 7-5 in day two of Wimbledon action. Health, business, and science notes today. Facebook owner Meta is launching a new app to rival Twitter and says it will go live on Thursday. It's just the latest in a rivalry between boss Mark Zuckerberg as well as Twitter's Elon Musk. Still wondering if that physical fight is going to take place, but the app called Threads is available for pre-order now on the Apple App Store.
Also, nearly half of Americans have gained around 17 pounds because of stress. They believe that they'll never feel stress-free again. The study conducted by One Poll found that most are often worried about their general health, the amount of money they make, or their job at all times. So they also shared that stress affects their day-to-day life, with 57% of folks over 30 saying they feel stressed more frequently than they did 5 years ago, and close to 50% say that they live unhealthier lives due to their stress.
Popular retail chain Christmas Tree Shops is planning to liquidate its remaining stores. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Christmas tree shops filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. If a buyer for the company is not found within the next few days, sales on any remaining items will likely begin soon.
Also, the IRS says that they have unclaimed tax refunds. To get it, you have to file your return for your 2019 taxes by July 17th. The average unclaimed refund is about $900, and the estimated 1.5 million taxpayers may qualify.
In pop culture news, Ringo Starr says the Beatles would never use AI to fake John Lennon's voice. He was talking to the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast about a final Beatles record expected to come out this year. The record will have vocals from the late George Harrison and John Lennon, but they were recorded before their deaths. Paul McCartney said that AI was used to separate Lennon's vocals from an old demo during the making of Peter Jackson's documentary, The Beatles Get Back. Starr says this will undoubtedly be the final track you'll ever hear with the four lads.
Also, Stanford University is now offering a class on Taylor Swift. It's called The Last Great American Songwriter Storytelling with Taylor Swift Through the Eras. It's going to be taught by a Stanford student, Ava Jeffs, and it's going to be examining the singer's songwriting through her 10 albums. Jeffs created the syllabus, and an English professor is sponsoring the class to help ensure that the academic integrity and its grading.
So, looks like civics needs to be taught more in schools, or at least better, as more than one in three Americans don't know exactly what the 4th of July commemorates. That's according to a survey from OnePoll, which quizzed 1,000 people on their knowledge of civics and history. More than 80%, though, say they knew that the commander-in-chief of the military is the president and the Star-Spangled Banner is the national anthem. 40%, though, didn't know the right to bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment, while more than 10% didn't know freedom of speech was the First Amendment.
Yikes. The next Mega Million drawing is set for tonight. The estimated jackpot is $400 million, and the cash option is over $206 million. Meanwhile, the next Powerball drawing is scheduled for tomorrow night. The jackpot is estimated at $546 million, with a cash option of $282 million.
In some weird storylines today, dozens of cows died after a lightning strike in Alabama. At least 30 cows were sheltering under a tree about an hour south of Huntsville during severe storms over the weekend. When lightning struck the tree, it left the cow's meat unsalvageable. The farm owner, though, says the cows will be given a proper burial.
And an Iowa man appears to be well on his way to a world record for pencils. Yeah, weird. So Aaron has been collecting pencils, wooden pencils, since he was a child. Now he claims to own more than 70,000 of them. So that's more than the current world record for Guinness World Record, who is Emilio from Uruguay, who has held the record since 2020 with 24,000 pencils.
I guess the one thing, if you are going to set a world record for hoarding things, pencils would be an ideal thing with, you know, the space wouldn't be that great to carry the 70,000 pencils. So, I mean, I don't know how many boxes or whatever that would be, but you know, there are worse things that you could hoard and have 70,000 of. So,
yeah, for sure.
Also in Massachusetts, a man finally cashing in his January lottery wins after a convenience store clerk allegedly stole the winning ticket. Paul Little bought lottery tickets, but he left behind the tickets. He went back for them, but the customer behind him had spotted the tickets and returned them, or turned them in, rather, to the store clerk. Rather than being a good employee, the cashier, Carly Nunez, pocketed them, and once found out that they were winning numbers, she went with another coworker to redeem the $3 million prize. The ticket was torn and burned, and apparently Nunez and the coworker had gotten into a fight in the lottery headquarters building, which caused the office to investigate where the ticket came from. After a months-long investigation, police reviewed surveillance footage, and they eventually found the rightful winner. And after a month of searching, Little was identified, interviewed by police, and finally got his $3 million prize. So, good on him.
It's 5:45 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Similar weather will be continuing for the next several days. A shower or a thunderstorm really could pop up at about any time. In fact, our rain chances are a little on the high side at about 70%. Of course, the sunshine will be in the skies as well, so it's not all day rain, but that sun heats things up, and our heat index values are going to be in the triple digits, up around 105 or so, depending on where you are, even though the high temps are just going to be in the low 90s. Overnight lows, upper 70s. Hope you're enjoying the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some chances of rain for tonight at 60% for some pop-up showers, a low of 78, partly cloudy right now. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some movie notes now, a pretty interesting update here about a movie that's going to be coming out at some point regarding the popular, I say popular, I don't know how popular, I guess it's popular, but Barney. So actor Daniel Kaluuya is planning to lean into millennial angst regarding the film. Mattel announced the movie would be made by Kaluuya back in 2019. Executives say it'll be an A24 films type movie. What that means is basically, if you've seen Uncut Gems, it's going to be kind of like that, apparently. If you haven't seen Uncut Gems, I can't explain it other than to say, go watch Uncut Gems. But it's going to feature, or focus rather, on adults that grew up watching The Purple Dinosaur. The movie is currently in development, and executives say it'll surprise audiences and subvert expectations.
And the Barbie movie is going to be banned from being viewed in Vietnam. So Vietnam is banning the Barbie movie over a map of the South China Sea in a scene. So the Chinese map shows a U-shaped 9-dash line to represent its claim over large parts of the seas, including parts that Vietnam considers theirs. So since this map is going to be shown in a scene, they are not letting the Barbie movie.
When I first saw that a country was banning this movie, I would have thought, you know, North Korea or something like that. You know, maybe the images of, man, I can never remember her name to start.
And I can never remember too. Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Man, what is that?
We're both bad at it. I don't know what it is.
But I thought maybe, okay, well, you know, Margot Robbie in this film, you know, maybe North Koreans just don't want their men to, you know, enjoy the Margot Robbie experience in Barbie. But when I saw Vietnam, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't really hear too often about Vietnam banning movies. But then. I understand why. Obviously, there's a big clash with China about controlled territory. So I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense. So that's the reason why there. 5:50, we'll take our final break this hour, come back with a look back at July 4th history. Of course, we all know, or most of us anyway, know about the Declaration of Independence. But do you know about a lot of other things that have happened on this day throughout history? We'll talk about that next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
It's time to get your head in the cloud with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The University Commons is located in the heart of the UWF Pensacola campus and is home to over 126,000 square feet of usable event space, providing a welcomed home to events both large and small. Join Kenyatta Cox on the Pensacola Expert Panel as she shares more about the UWF Commons and why you should host your next event in this landmark building. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, texter providing that suggestion. That is the Cathedral's Statue of Liberty. You can continue sending in your patriotic bumper request, 850-437-1620. Well, throughout July 4th, not only in 1776, have we seen some historic moments on this day.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
That was Lou Gehrig this day in 1939. Lou Gehrig Day at Yankee Stadium that day after he was diagnosed with ALS, which would, of course, become known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He would die just under 2 years later, tragically. It's called the Iron Horse, owned for decades the record for most consecutive baseball games before being diagnosed with ALS, and that record broken by Cal Ripken Jr. in 1995. 5:55 right now, a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you are heading to either Pensacola Beach or Navarre Beach, nothing to slow you down on our bridges, as well as 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111 for weather. We do have some slight chances of rain for this evening and a low of 78. Right now, it's partly cloudy throughout our area, 89. 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Gracie, do you have in your list of favorite movies, and I won't even say top five or top ten, but any of a patriotic nature that you would count among your favorites? I know for me, The Patriot would be one.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime that's on TV, I will turn it on and stop to watch a little bit of it. Saving Private Ryan would be another one for me. What's the name of it? The Longest Day. That's an old one. John Wayne starring in that one. That's one of my favorites as well. Anything come to mind for you?
Nothing's coming to mind as like my favorite movie so far, but just recently this weekend I watched the movie with the Boston bombing with Mark Wahlberg in it. Have
okay.
you seen that one?
I haven't seen it.
I gotta look up what the actual name of it is.
Or maybe I have.
But, it's called Patriots Day. But I just watched that recently this weekend, and it was really good.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I have seen that, yes.
Yeah, so that one, The Patriot, always a good one. I was actually thinking about watching that this morning, just to, like, start off the day and have it playing in the background. So I'll probably do that either tonight or tomorrow. There's a lot of, good movies that are just good to watch during the summertime in general.
Yeah.
But especially 4th of July time. Just get you in that American mm-hmm. way.
And that's what I do with The Sandlot. Obviously not, patriotic, no, but, the summer. Patriotic scene, summer baseball. It's got the night game, of course, the scene where the kids play baseball with the light of the fireworks, and you've got the Ray Charles singing America the Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that is, to me, one of the most iconic scenes in movie history when that song is playing and the kids out there playing baseball on July 4th. You can send us your favorites, 850-437-1620. Of course, as I said before our last break, today pretty big as far as historical events that have happened on July 4th. Of course, we all know, and it's the reason for the holiday, 1776, the Declaration of Independence approved by the Second Continental Congress. But some others, 1802, the U.S. Military Academy opened at West Point. In 1826, two major figures of the Revolution, as well as two former presidents, died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was published in 1865. In 1884, on this day, the Statue of Liberty was presented to the U.S. by the French in Paris. 1910, African-American boxer Jack Johnson defeated James Jeffries, who was considered the Great White Hope in the fight of the century, and this would lead to nationwide celebrations by African Americans, occasionally that were met with violence from whites. More than 20 deaths took place back in 1910. And of course, Lou Gehrig, 1939 on this day, July 4th. Texter says, movie Born on the 4th of July, a great watch. Very different Tom Cruise character. He didn't get enough credit for his performance in that, and it's currently free on Prime if you want to check it out. Thank you for that. 5:59 right now. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything going on this July 4th holiday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.